الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن، وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن. صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest of all creation, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, we remind ourselves that it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that we have been blessed with the honor of sitting in the masjid and listening to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. This week, inshallah, we will continue with the same verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ as for mankind, إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ, when his Lord tests him, فَأَكْرَمَهُ, so he honors him, وَنَعَمَهُ, and he gives him bounties. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا, he says, my Lord has honored me. And the way that he says this, his attitude with this, the ulama of tafsir write, for example, Allama Qurtubi says, that the way, the manner in which he is saying this is not in a manner of shukr, it's not in a manner of thankfulness. You know how someone does you a favor and you mention this favor, it's normally done in a way that you are thanking them. That, oh, you know, this person, he's blessed me with so much. He gave me this, he gave me that. But the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing this group of people, that the way they respond to being blessed in a way is very audacious. And they have the audacity and they believe that they deserve this wealth that Allah has blessed them with, these blessings that Allah has blessed them with, they deserve it. So, they say in the matter attitude that, yeah, you know, Allah has given because we deserve it. And they believe that whatever they have is through their own hard work and through their own, hard work and the difficulties that they have gone through. But the fact is that, look, there are so many people in the world that work hard. Some people work harder than others, yet some people with minimum effort, they gain so much. And some people, they work so hard, but every time they fail. And in the end, they get nothing. So if the receipt of wealth, if the accumulation of wealth was contingent on hard work, then there would be a pattern here, that the harder you work, the more money you earn. But that's not always the case. Sometimes someone, they inherit everything. They're born into wealth. They've never done a day's work in their life. And, you know, they've lived their entire lives in mansions and millions and billions in their account. So, this is nothing to do with, this is simply the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second point is, they believe that this wealth was warranted and that they deserved it. However, this was nothing to do with it.
Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them this wealth? The answer to this is already at the beginning of the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا مَبَتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ When his Lord tests him. So actually, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives somebody wealth, it's actually a test that how is my slave going to react? How is my slave going to act in, you know, being possession of all of this wealth? And the fact is that life is a test. No matter what situation we are in, life is a test. If we are in a good situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with an abundance of wealth, then it is upon us to do shukr, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to recognize that this wealth is from Allah and Allah alone. And not to have this pride within us that this wealth belongs to me because I've earned this wealth. And if we are in an adverse situation, we are facing adversity, we are facing difficulty, we are facing poverty, may Allah protect us, then it is upon us to do sabr and to have patience and still do shukr. Because no matter how much adversity you are facing, no matter how much difficulty you are facing, you'll always find someone who is in a worse situation than you. So we should always do shukr because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still given us so much. Even if we believe that we don't have anything, we should still do shukr and we should still do sabr. And this is the test of life, that no matter what situation it is, we have rada bil qada. We are happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next verse, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَىٰ And when his Lord tests him, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقِ He makes his sustenance tight upon him. Yeah, so he has less money. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا He says that my Lord has disgraced me. No, Allah has not disgraced us. Yeah, we did not deserve this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of all things. He gives to whom he wants and he doesn't give to whom he wants. Who are we to, you know, judge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who are we to dictate who Allah should give and who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not give? So the answer is that wealth does not dictate to us who is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this group of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing, they also believe that if Allah has given me because I am close to him. And they believe that Allah has not given the poor people because they are far from Allah. This is not the case. We gave the example last week. Yeah, we gave the example of Fir'aun, that he had so much wealth, but he was of the worst of the people. And we look at the best of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He chose a life of poverty. Did this mean that, na'udhu billah, he was, you know, far away from Allah? No. Rasulullah was the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wealth is but a test. We should not get, you know, distracted by wealth. The fact is that death is coming to us very, very quickly. Yeah, we think that we have a long time to go. Death is coming very quickly. Wealth is just a distraction of the many distractions of the dunya. My brothers, it is upon us to ensure that we do not become distracted by the dunya. Wallahi, this wealth will destroy us. This wealth will take up all of our time. The time that Allah has given us, this every second that Allah has given us, is capital. And it is up to us to spend this capital according to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like a person, a businessman, he gives some money to a person. He says, go and invest this money. If we invest it in the right place, we will reap the rewards of this investment. But if we go and waste it, we will be punished, we will get nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a certain amount of time. This time is capital. And Allah is then showing us that this is the right path, this is the wrong path. Let's see where you spend it. So it is very, very important, and it is of paramount importance that we understand that life is very precious. Wealth comes and wealth goes. This is the reality of life. Yeah, houses come, houses go. Sometimes you're rich, sometimes you're poor, sometimes you're poor, sometimes you're rich. Yeah, it has no meaning at all. What does have a meaning is how we spend this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If we spend every second in concentrating our efforts in becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, you know, when we're facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and we'll be questioned with regards to this wealth as well. أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَ وَفِيمَ أَنْفَقَ Yeah, where did you earn it and where did you spend it? So we are going to be questioned with regards to this as well, so that inshallah when the time comes and we are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be able to, you know, inshallah, we will have our book in the right hand, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with hisabi yaseera, because this time that Allah has given us is very, very precious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to spend this time correctly and wisely in the carrying out the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any moment spent in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any moment spent in acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, this is an investment for the akhirah. And any moment spent in the disobedience of Allah, it will just lead us to punishment and to Jahannam, and nothing good will come of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true understanding of His message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true understanding of the Qur'an and the true love for the Qur'an and the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the true love for the Sahaba idwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.